It's time for Your Care, Our Mission with the Humboldt County Memorial Hospital, and we've got Nolan Vitsum from the Mental Health Department on the line. Hello, Nolan.
Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Let's touch on the Mental Health Department at the Humboldt County Memorial Hospital because it's a pretty fascinating section of the hospital. Tell us about it.
Yes. So our Mental Health and Wellness Center is a little over 1 year old, and we are currently in the process of expanding yet again. So we are adding an addition, which I believe is projected to be completed at the end of August, maybe September timeframe, which will allow us to have, I believe, anywhere from 6 to 9 office spaces. So we can continue to expand our services and community outreach opportunities here in Humboldt.
And I would say the fact that the mental health department is expanding and you've only been in your new facility for a little over a year, that pretty much speaks to where we are as not only as a community, but as a society with mental health issues. They're very pervasive and you need a lot of help.
Yes, I think that... Well, one, I think COVID shed a lot of light on mental health.
Mm-hmm.
Just being a provider during COVID, just seeing the attitude around seeking mental health care seemed to shift where we have this, you know, I mean, we've always had this perception that if you're going to therapy, there must be something really, really wrong. Where we've seen this shift where, you know what, gosh, there's so much going on in this world and it would be really nice to have a space to unpack some of that. And so, you know, our department, we see people from all walks of life. You know, I've had clients as young as 6 months to clients, you know, well into their 80s, 90s, just wanting, additional support as they navigate life. And I think that our current culture around mental health has really helped people to recognize that it's okay if you need to go and talk to a professional.
That's definitely it. There's definitely been a positive light shined on the importance mm-hmm. of mental health, especially even in just the last, like you said, around COVID from the, you know, which is now, you know, in the neighborhood of a 5 year window yeah. of where we're at, you know, between popular songs that, you know, are named after the phone number for suicide prevention, for, mm-hmm. you know, athletes and movie stars and public celebrities and figures who are expressing that it's okay to go get some help and it's okay to see a therapist and it's okay to not be okay. And I mean, yeah. it really has shed a light, I think, for a lot of people. That used to be one of those things we just kind of kept back in the closet, you know, just mm-hmm. kind of kept the door closed. Nobody really mm-hmm. talked about. Well, now mm-hmm. it's come out very much out in the open.
Yes, I think the more people talk about their stories and narratives around mental health, I think the more people feel that they can share their story. I think that's part of breaking down that barrier of stigma. And I think, you know, we talk about like ending the stigma. And I think, you know, people often ask like, well, what does that mean to end the stigma? And it's a multifaceted, layered, systemic issue in fighting stigma against mental health. And I think it's important for us all times, especially during Mental Health Awareness Month, to really sit down and talk about and reflect on how we're addressing all layers of stigma. Make sure that, you know, we continue to encourage people to share their stories and reach out and get help and support each other.
It's an important topic, and you did bring it up. It is Mental Health Awareness Month. This month. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to be all month long during Your Care, Our Mission. We're going to be talking to members of the mental health department there at the hospital. If somebody's got any mm-hmm. questions or any immediate mm-hmm. issues that they want to talk about, how do they get a hold of you and how do they set something up?
Yes. So if you're looking to get a hold of us to set up services, you can reach us at 515-332-7672. You can talk to our office coordinator. If you're in immediate crisis and you need to talk to somebody right now, we highly encourage everyone to reach out to the 988 phone number. You can also text the National Crisis Line. I believe it's text TALK, so TALK, to 274-274. You can also, if you know someone who's in immediate crisis, you can go to the nearest emergency department as well. Those are the three big resources that we encourage people when they're seeking services.
great information on National Mental Health Awareness Month. It's Nolan Vinson from the Mental Health Department at the Humboldt County Memorial Hospital. Thank you, Nolan, for being part of Your Care, Our Mission today.
Thank you.